yes. I'm calling to see how much would you could get an idea of your rate for doing the home health care for.
Sure. Are you already working for someone?
I'm actually calling for someone else, and they're doing this, and their client has 42 hours.
Oh.
So how much, we're trying to find out the hourly rate. I just heard it on the radio.
And which county is that? Yeah, sure.
We're in Philadelphia County.
Sure. Give me a minute. Let me give you the best rate.
All right.
Yeah. And just 1-8, right? There is not like just 1-8 on the case.
1-8, yes.
And do you know how much she's currently earning so I can negotiate with the pay rate?
She gets, like, I think she gets about, like, $14.50. Yeah, $14.50. Not quite $15 yet. Yeah.
Okay, let's check. How about we do $15 per hour?
$15?
Yeah, and then for the 2 hours, after 40 hours, we pay overtime, which is time and a half.
Okay, that's what she gets now. Uh-huh.
Oh, she now gets overtime as well? Okay, so...
For the 2 hours, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And time and a half?
So she'll give, you're saying $15 an hour.
Yeah, and then for 2 hours, she's going to get $22.50.
Right, for the time and a half. Now, what happens when the hours increase? Because the patient, I do know that the patient is going in for surgery, and they're going to have to need more hours. Are you still going to give overtime for those hours?
Oh, so let me see if I can, do you know, like, how many hours she's going to be approved?
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking, because I know where she's at now and they're doing it.
So it's going to depend on how many hours.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to give overtime because we always give overtime after 40 hours. But
right. So is there a limit?
Question is if the rate is going to stay the same. It might decrease.
Actually,
let me tell you like this. I'll do it for you. I'm going to do up to 56 hours. I'm going to keep it at that rate.
Okay, with the time and a half for the extra. I'll run this by her. She's at her other job, so when she gets off, I'll run this by her and have her call.
Maybe,
and it
can
says
I have
something
her phone
about
number?
A sign-in bonus. It says something about a sign-on bonus.
Yeah, sure. We can give you a sign-on bonus, too. How about we give you $200 sign-on bonus on the first paycheck?
Now, okay, let me ask you this. Do you get paid for holidays?
Yes.
You get time and a half for those hours? That
regular pay for a holiday.
So you don't give holiday pay? You don't give the holiday pay? Hello?
Actually, we do give.
That's what I'm trying to find out. Do you give time? Because I'm trying to compare to what it is now.
We do have extra
holidays. You have time and a half on Christmas, Thanksgiving, what is it, 4th of July?
The four major holidays.
Now, what's the holidays? I know Thanksgiving and Christmas. What are the other two?
So let me just double.
This is what I'm have to find out because I'm going to have to compare.
So actually, I have a full benefit guide that I can send you, so you can review it. You want to do that?
Okay. Can you send it to my? What would you want to do? Email or text?
Yeah.
Which
I would email it to you. Yeah. Give me just a minute.
Okay. Let me give you the email, and then it's to answer my questions because I'm actually driving. Okay.
Hold on.
All right. Come on.
All right. Okay, I'm ready for your email address.
Okay. T like Thomas.
Okay.
W. A, Apple, N, Nancy, I, Ice Cream, S, Sam, 73 the number, at gmail.com. So you should have 2073@gmail.com.
Perfect. I'm going to repeat it to you just once again just to make sure. It's TWANIS73@gmail, right?
You forgot the E. After the S is the E.
Oh, okay. Put that.
TWANISE.
Oh. Okay.
And then 73@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Okay. Perfect. So let me just send it right over. So, hi.
Okay, that'll be great. That'll answer my question. So I know, and it, you know, and if I have any more questions, I'll call you back.
Free to reach back. Hold on. Let me just make sure I have all the information. Please feel free. All right. Okay, so I added my signature to the email, so you have my direct phone number there. And give me a call with any questions. And what is the phone number for me to call you to follow up?
You can call me at this number that I'm calling you.
Okay, perfect. Give me a minute. Let me just write it down.
Okay. Because I'm on the highway.
I got 843-9437.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so let's be in touch.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.
All right.